Today, we'd like to see the book of Mark, chapter 8, verses 1 to 21, under the title of Not Understand. For online world, external members, we'd like to suggest the three questions. Number 1, in verse 4, then his disciples answered him, "How can one satisfy these people with bread here in the wilderness?" What's the problem of his disciples? What's the problem of his disciples? Question 2, in verse 15. Then he charged them, saying, "Take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod." What does the leaven mean? What does the leaven mean? The last question 3, in verse 21. So he said to them, "How is it you do not understand?" What didn't they understand? What didn't they understand? First of all, we'd like to see a brief background. We see two feedings miracles done by the Lord Jesus Christ. Number 1, feeding 5,000 men with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish at Bethsaida, the north side of the Sea of Galilee, in Luke chapter 9, verse 10. And the apostles, when they had returned, told him all that they had done. Then he took them and went away privately into a deserted place belonging to the city called Bethsaida. Bethsaida, the majority residents were the Jewish people. So Jesus fed 5,000 men at Bethsaida. So here we could see 5,000 men, most of them Jewish people. Today we are seeing Jesus is feeding 4,000 men with 7 loaves of bread and a few small fish at the Carpolis, the south side of the Sea of Galilee. In Mark chapter 7, 31 said, "Again, departing from the region of Tyre and Sidon, he came through the midst of the region of Decapolis to the Sea of Galilee." Here, most residents were the Gentiles in Decapolis, while the most residents in Bethsaida were the Jews. Here, so we see Jesus love equally the people, Jewish or non-Jewish, regardless of race and nationality. So this is what we can see. But unfortunately, human history had cultural blindness, such as racial discrimination, kind of thing. But Jesus had no racial discrimination at all. Verse 1, in those days, the multitude being very great and having nothing to eat. Here, multitude, no numbers, were specified in view of God, because God had a more concern personal salvation in spiritual realm rather than material. God has a more concern heart rather than material. Matthew chapter 18, verse 12 and 13. What do you think? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, does he not leave the 99 and go to the mountains to seek the one that is straying? And if he should find it, assuredly, I say to you, he rejoices more over that sheep than over the 99 that did not go astray. So the Lord Jesus is more concerned of one lost sheep rather than a lady shaved 99 sheep. So rather than numbers. So one lost sheep more concerned their personal salvation in spiritual realm rather than materials and material realm. And having nothing to eat, and Jesus called his disciples to him and said to them, I have compassion on the multitude. Compassion related to emotion, because they have now continued with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. Jesus had knowledge, so they didn't take it. How long? For 3 days. So here, emotion, knowledge should be followed by will to do. So that is a perfect harmony. Verse 3, and if I send them away hungry to their own houses, they will faint on the way, for some of them have come from afar. So Jesus knows the human body's fragility, weakness. So we need the necessity food to survive for our human body. Then his disciples answered him, how can one satisfy these people with bread here in the wilderness? Disciples, this first of all, what's the problem? The problem, disciples just saw problems only, not seeing God's work. So they had no faith or little faith. Although the Jewish forefathers had manna from heaven in the wilderness for 40 years, Psalm chapter 78, verse 24-25, had rained down manna on them to eat and given them of the bread of heaven. Man ate angels of food. He sent them food to the full. So they didn't recognize their forefathers received the manna and quail from heaven for 40 years in the wilderness. So they didn't understand the God's works to feed their forefathers with the manna and quail. But they just only recognize the problem only. So how can we feed those people in the wilderness? Basically. Then, verse 5, Jesus asked them, how many loaves do you have? And they said, seven. Jesus wanted teaching. You should have a faith. Based upon faith, you should put whatever you have or whatever you are given by God. So, here's seven, so which they have. So put faith in God, proved by putting what you have, here seven before God. Then God will work all of problems. God will work all of problems. Verse 6, so Jesus commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground, and Jesus took the seven loaves which they had, and gave them, broke them, and gave them to his disciples to set before them, and they set them before the multitude. They also had a few small fish, and having blessed them, and he said to set them also before them. So they ate and were filled, were glutted. And they took up seven large baskets of leftover fragments. So here is seven large baskets left over. Now those who had eaten were about 4,000. Matthew chapter 15 verse 38 said, now those who ate were 4,000 men beside women and children. So Matthew specifically described 4,000 men plus women and children. So probably the total 12,000 people ate full and left over seven large baskets of leftover fragments. Verse 10, immediately got into the boat with his disciples and came to the region of Dalmanuta. Dalmanuta at the west side of the Sea of Galilee. Then Pharisees came out and began to dispute with him. So Pharisees want to dispute with Jesus, not believing in Jesus as the Messiah, seeking from him a sign from heaven, testing him. While they were seeking a sign from heaven in order to test him, rather than to believe him. But Jesus sighed deeply in his spirit. Jesus took a break and said, "Why does this generation seek a sign? Assuredly, I say to you, no sign shall be given to this generation." So the signs are enough to the people. Jesus already showed many signs, 4,000 feeding, 5,000 feeding, lame person healed, blind healed. Matthew chapter 12, verse 39-40. Jesus answered and said to them, "An evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and no sign will be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth." Basically, Jesus is a sign as willing to show you, so I will die in the grave for 3 days and 3 nights and rose again. So simply let you believe me as the Messiah who was dead on the cross with bloodshed and rose again 3 days as the prophets in the Old Testament time prophesied. That's basically the reason. Also, there is Matthew chapter 12, verse 22 to 24. We can see the Pharisees' intent to ask a sign. There one was brought to him who was a demon possessed, blind and mute. So one person demon possessed, blind and mute, and Jesus healed him. So that the blind and mute man both spoke and saw. And all the multitude were amazed and said, "Could this be the son of David?" Here, the son of David actually means Messiah, because the Old Testament prophet prophesied Messiah coming from David's seed. So it's son of David. So Jesus is a Messiah. Now, when the Pharisees heard it, and they said, This fellow, meaning Jesus, does not cast out demons except by Beelzebub, the ruler of demons. So basically, Jesus cast out demons by the ruler of demons, meaning by satanic power. So Pharisees did not believe in Jesus as a Messiah at all. So we can see here. Then verse 13, "And Jesus left them and getting into the boat again, departed to the other side." Some scholars said the other side, Bethsaida. Now the disciples had forgotten to take bread, and they did not have more than one loaf with them in the boat. So they took only one loaf, above the seven baskets, abundant, the leftover seven baskets, only one loaf. So all the other leftover loaves not taken. Verse 15, "Then Jesus charged them, saying, take it, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod." Leaven is a type of evil or a sin. So leaven is a sin. In a particular, Jesus explained three items. Number one, hardened heart. Number two, spiritual blindness. Number three, hypocrisy. So we can see those things. Matthew chapter 16, verse 6. "Then Jesus said to them, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees." Here is the Sadducees, but Mark said is Herod. Because the supporters to Herod the king called as Herodians. Most of Herodians were Sadducees. That's why it's Matthew, Pharisees of the Sadducees. So Sadducees only focus on material thing in the Bible, disregarding all supposed thing, resurrection, and Holy Spirit. But Pharisees' problem, the Bible plus their own tradition. So that is a problem. So here Jesus said, beware of the leaven. Leaven meaning sin or evil. So three items listed, one hypocrisy, the other one hardened heart, the last one is supposed blindness. Galatians chapter 5 verse 9, a little leaven leavens the whole lump. So little leaven make the lump of flour, you know, bigger. So that is so that's why, you know, just take away, you know, a little sin. Luke chapter 12 verse 10, in the meantime, when an innumerable multitude of people had gathered together so that they trampled one another, he began to say to his disciples, first of all, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is a hypocrisy. So Jesus is showing one item, hypocrisy. Also, Jesus explained the definition of hypocrisy. Matthew chapter 23, verse 27. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which indeed appear beautiful outwardly, but inside are full of dead man's bones and all uncleanness. So hypocrisy means outside makes beautiful, but inside is dirty. So outside it looks like a spiritually, inside all everything dirty thing, you know, filthy thing. One example, the most today's modern church, outside looks like spiritually, but inside all in mature things, all money, you know, kind of thing. That's example. Here, verse 16, and they reasoned among themselves, which meaning Jesus' disciples, saying, it is because we have no bread. So disciples only saw material realm only. Excuse me. Not spiritual realm. Spiritual blindness, you know, we can see. Jesus pointed out here, verse 17, but Jesus, being aware of it, said to his disciples, why do you reason? Because you have no bread. Which means, why, you know, just you saw, you know, material realm only, do you not yet receive nor understand? Is your heart still hardened? So hardened heart, you know, problem, hardened heart problem, that's why you do not, you know, believe it. Jesus said, Messiah, still hardened heart, that is the leaven's example. Having eyes, do you not see? Support your blindness right here. So two items are examples of leaven shown by Jesus. Hardened heart, you know, support blindness. Having ears, do you not hear? And do you not remember? When I broke the five loaves for the 5,000, how many baskets full of fragments did you take up? They said to him, 12. So only God, you know, can do it. So you see, you know, I did saw this kind of thing. So you should believe me as a Messiah. So that is basically here, the five loaves for the 5,000. It is a sign of Messiah. They said to him, 12. Also, when I broke the 7 for the 4,000, how many large baskets full of fragments did you take up? And they said, 7. So that is God's work too. So therefore, you should believe in me as a Messiah who was dead on the cross with bloodshed for us and rose again the day as the prophet in the Old Testament prophesied. So Jesus said to them, how is it you do not understand? So last question, what's understand? Which meaning they do not understand Jesus Messiah who was dead on the cross into grave and they rose again as the prophet in the Old Testament prophesied. Also one example, two disciples went to Emmaus from Jerusalem. Then in Jesus rebuked them, Luke chapter 24, verse 25. Then Jesus said to them, O foolish one, one slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken in the Old Testament time. Let's see each question. In verse 4, then his disciples answered him, How can one satisfy these people with bread here in the wilderness? What's the problem of his disciples? Problem, little faith, you know, Jesus as the Messiah. But here, disciples only saw the problems in material world, so not seeing the God's work in spiritual reality. So, question 2, in verse 15, then Jesus charged them, saying, Take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, leaven of Pharisees. What does the leaven mean? Leaven, a type of sin or evil. So, three items were explained by Jesus. One is a hypocrisy. Number 2, hardened heart. Number 3, spiritual blindness. The last question, 3, in verse 21. So Jesus said to them, How is it you do not understand? What didn't they understand? They did not understand. Jesus is a Messiah who was dead on the cross with bloodshed, buried in the grave, and the third day rose again as the prophet in the Old Testament time prophesied. That's the answer. So finally, when we see problems, a lot of difficulty, so we should not just see the problems, because in that case we would be overwhelmed by the problems. So not only seeing the problems, but the God's work. So therefore, we face in the Lord, in God. So because of our faith, we put all problems, all things, even my talent, my everything, put before the Lord. So then let God handle all of them. So the Holy Spirit work through me and you, so to accomplish His purpose. So in that way. So let's just sing song all together, Amazing Grace, we'll finish today Bible study.